Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
So, in pursuit of purpose, the first thing you probably must do, if you are a born again believer, is to listen internally to the voice of God. In pursuit of purpose, the first things to do is to listen to the inner voice within. Because the spirit within, the Bible says, is the candle of the Lord. In two main ways. He talks to us from within. And he can also speak an audible voice. You hear it as like with your physical ear. When speaking to boy, he spoke to him through an audible voice.
But
that is not the way God speaks to us. He usually speaks to us with our hearts from the inner voice. So in pursuing the dreams, the first to do is to listen to what your spirit is in you as it has been enlightened the Spirit of God. So what is that thing that is in your heart? It's possible that God is the one speaking to you at issues. So that's the first thing you must do. Listen to the voice of God within you. Now, if you are not particularly born again, this experience can generate problems for you. Because the spirit of a man who is born again doesn't have necessarily all the advantages that Job was talking about. Also, a believer who is not constantly in fellowship or relationship with God can easily have a candle that is not bright enough to direct him. That notwithstanding, it is also acceptable to say that the Spirit of God will lead you fundamentally through the inner voice within.
Number
2. In pursuit of godly purpose, pray passionately about what you hear God tell you. Pray passionately about it. Because if you don't do that, you may grow up in life, and when you are about to die, you may be so dissatisfied with the life you have led in this world. Real fulfillment will always come from within and not without, per se. So the purpose of the sermon this morning is to generate people who are happy and fulfilled in life. So whatever God tells you, pray about it seriously. Because what we are doing is not, again, it's not just physical. Let's look at Luke chapter 2, verse 36 and 37. The Bible gives an example of a woman who was very passionate about prayer.
Na Bible kasafa obabia na empa.
This woman was an elderly woman, 84 years old. And look at what activities she was engaged in at the tail end of her life. Possibly it was her lifestyle after her 7 years of marriage. Let us read now. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asa. She was of a great age, had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. You know, many people complain about old ladies in our nation. That they cause trouble by talking about things that are not true. When you have given them food and the next visitor comes, they say they have not eaten the whole day. They are always talking about something and somebody and generating problems sometimes. But this woman was a different woman. She was married for only 7 years. And I believe that she married when she was young. But after 7 years of marriage, she lost the husband. For a strange reason, she did not remarry. It's possible that she saw something about marriage she was not happy
with.
It's also possible that in the midst of the marriage, God showed her a higher purpose she should live her life by. So it appeared that she decided to dedicate herself to prayer and fasting, or prayer if you like. And the Bible says that she served God through prayer and through fasting. What a way to serve God. I said, what a way to serve God. Not singing. Not preaching. Unknown to the public eye. But she will always be in the temple night and day, serving the Lord with prayers and fasting. Obviously, she was passionate at prayer. What she was doing privately has been extracted and put in the public domain, and today we are talking about her. If God gives you a godly dream, don't pursue with a carnal pursuit. Pursue it in prayer. I said pursue it in prayer. Because everything God has called us to do, whether they are purely spiritual or semi-spiritual or whatever, in the eyes of God, if He tells you, for example, to do something, that thing, look at it as a spiritual thing. So when God tells do something physical or material, if that is the dream of your heart, to set up a business, or to marry, or to do a wedding, whatever the pursuit is, pursue it godly, in a godly manner. And pursue it prayerfully. Because prayer cannot hurt your purpose in life. For example, if God has called you to feed the poor, today you may not have the ability to feed the poor, but you must start. So how are you going to start? You can start in prayer. I said you can start in prayer. Because prayer has a way of adding to whatever God has called you to do. The next thing that you must do in fulfilling your assignment is to start taking steps towards your assignment. Start taking steps. No matter what it is. If it is 50 years ahead of you, start taking steps now. And one of the steps is step two. You can pray, you can start praying about it. When you start praying about it, the light of God will shine on your head. God will give you ideas. And God will open doors for you. Now, after you have done all that, start taking physical steps towards the dream. Why should you do that? Because many of the things God has called us to do will take us a lifetime to accomplish. Many of the things God calls us to do is a lifetime job. And you'll be very surprised when you start that there is more to it than you thought. So start. Start somewhere. By all means, start. Are you here with me? Let's look at Joshua chapter 13, verse 1.
Joshua, tidu miensa chichemba akun.
Joshua chapter 13 and verse 1.
Joshua tidumiensa chichemba akun.
Now Joshua was old and stricken in years.
Nana Joshua wenyini ye.
And the Lord said unto him,
Na wenyame kachira Joshua se.
Thou art old.
Joshua wenyini.
And stricken in years.
Wenyini ye wabakokura.
And there remains yet very much land to be possessed. When Moses died, the Lord called Joshua and assigned him to lead Israel to the promised land. And he was supposed to lead them to conquer and cause the people to inherit their inheritance. After conquering 31 kingdoms and their kings, the Lord tells him, you are old. And he knew that he was old anyway. You are old and stricken in years, and look at the undone job ahead of you. So the lesson you can learn from this is clear. Many of the things God has called us to do can take our whole lifetime. Are you listening to me? So start. Final point I want to share with you is to avoid the following mistakes. Many times when people are pursuing a godly dream, in the heat of their passion, they make mistakes. And then after a while, they make amends. And what I'm going to share with you, they are things I've seen myself. I've seen in meetings with Christians. I've seen in interaction with Christians. And I've seen it at pastoral conferences. So I'm sharing something practical with you, some practical mistakes people make. And I'm using the prodigal son as a good example. So these mistakes are things that people do when they have problems in their lives.
Now, where I am from, so I need pay. I will bring one more or how an attitude be more on my
brother. And they need answers to those problems.
I want more pain. I know at the amasa how I want more family.
They are things that they do when they are pursuing a dream.
And you may be or how one more year, or bring one more
And they are things or mistakes they commit when they are pregnant and they are about to bring forth.
Mistake number one is that
they cut themselves off church things. You may not expect this to be the case, but it is the case usually. They cut themselves off church things because of a pursuit of a dream. I want to suggest to you, it's a very bad mistake to make. Let's turn to our story in Luke chapter 15. I'll give you a couple of verses to support what I'm saying. Luke 15 and then verse 13. Don't cut yourself off the church. And don't belittle the power of fellowshipping with church people.
Because
of a pursuit of a dream. There was a young man who had a senior or elder brother, and they both had a father. The father was wealthy, it appears. So the younger one went to the father. He had a dream. He wanted to be on his own, so he went to the father and he said, "Give me the portion that of your inheritance that belongs to me. I want it now." I hear there are some fathers who share the inheritance whilst they are alive. Especially when they see that you really need it. They will not wait until they are dead for you to inherit. They will give it to you. So this father in the passage was one such father. And when his son requested for his portion of his inheritance, the father gave it to him. The boy did something that the father apparently did not expect. In pursuit of his dream, he left his father's house. I don't think the father expected him to leave the house, but he left his father's house. He cut himself off church things, if you like. Let us read from verse 13 of Luke chapter 15. And many days the younger sided all to that. And took his journey into a far country. He took his journey into a far country. He was no longer in the house of the father. In fact, he was not in the district of the father. He was not in the region of the father. He actually left the country. So I want to suggest to us, in pursuing our godly dreams, do not cut yourself off church things. Not prayer meetings. Don't cut yourself off prayer meetings. Don't make Sunday the only time that you can fellowship with the church. And don't excuse yourself on special days of prayers and fasting, for example. I want to suggest to you that it's a mistake. Don't go far away from the church. Because in the end, it will not help your walk with God. God does not lead us to pursue things, and God does not lead us away from what He has clearly told us we should do in His Word. And often we have an either or mentality which affects us in a bad way. God has told me to do this, so I cannot do that. And the thing you cannot do has clearly been spoken of by the Word, encouraging all Christians to do it. I'm saying that the problem is that we often have an either or thinking, and it affects us in the way we relate to the church. Jesus said to the Pharisees, He said, "Woe unto you, Pharisees, for you tithe and pass over judgment and the love of God. These things ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone." So you see, don't have an either or thinking. Do what God has called you to do, but don't cut yourself off the church. It's a mistake. The second mistake that people often make, that they cut themselves off present ties. This is a very common mistake that well-meaning people often stumble into. They stumble into it in pursuit of their godly dreams. They cut themselves off their present ties. This is partly because they have the mind that current ties are a reason for the condition they are personally in. But the truth is that you cannot blame anybody for your personal deep unfulfillment in this life. You can't. Never cut yourself off the present ties, not for any reason. It's a big mistake. You will not see it today as a mistake, but you will go, and sometimes it will take you 2 years. If you are smart, it will take you a shorter time. If you are humble, it will take you a shorter time. But if you are proud and then blockheaded, you will ride this tiger until at the tail end of your life. You always invariably they go back to those ties that were cut. A classmate, I met one of my class, I spoke to him very harshly. I said, You don't have remembrance. You don't have. I was just on him because I realized that he doesn't value relationships. So, dear friends, whatever God has called you to do, whether it's marrying, don't cut yourself off the present ties. It's a big mistake. And the man says that I should not let my friends know. If they know, they will spoil their marriage. I'm telling you, many men who speak like that, they have something to hide. Yes, I don't have the time. But I'm just telling all of us, marriage, business, ministry, everything is a mistake to cut yourself off the present ties. It's a mistake. So don't do it. Are you here with me? So this young man, he left all his friends, all his classmates, his only brother, he left him. He left his father. He cut himself off the current ties and he went into a far country to generate new friends. And you should watch the cartoon of this particular story. How the friends were happy with him because he had money and he was spreading them. And what happened afterwards? It's a mistake. You know, when I finished Legon, we had a party, end of year, this is for the final years. And people were giving optional speeches. And I got up and I remember a certain proverb that I gave. My roommate taught me, he said, old brooms sweep better. Old brooms. I've tried in my life, my friends, my father's friends, I don't throw them away. Even people who were wild unbelievers during school time, you should see me today with them. You should see me how I relate with them. Because I know that there is something godly about it.
Yeah.
But to cut yourself off your friend. And there are some people, they even don't even talk to their own brothers and sisters. Don't deal with their siblings. Cut them off. Wow. It's a big mistake.
And from Swa, Abrantia near and say, O Dani Papa Ninianum and Kwa Wahana Yonkufu Wanyina no kwa woman fufrosuka and no kunko for fufro. Namra wa kwayanina si kawan ho and uti o anyonku fo do nya bebre. Nana ye yanu sa wo share by your mobo. And uti and ya men chon hum fi unkrofua e ben wo anase wu school fo anasa ubakaso wedio nimina sansa so for si womu ye skuno. Ya ya party was any uses if we won by ya party niya kobi. Wasi womu ye no be tufo. Obina samene se. Praya dada wohe e pray ye esen praya fofro. And no ni wan kufwa wo wo papa num de oma me num de obia wu nim no no. Men chow hu ana me yu hu and fiom hu.
It's a mistake.
From swakes.
It's a mistake. Mistake number 3. I'm giving you 4 and we'll pray.
Nya to sumi ensa.
Cutting yourself off authority figures. Cutting yourself off authority figures. You see this when people are about to marry sometimes. You see it among teenagers who are developing their own identity and personality. In our nation, it's not very strong. In certain cultures, it's a very explosive period because the culture itself enhances that thing. Because your identity is developing, they feel that I cannot be myself and still be under my father's roof. So they cut themselves off authority figures. This is what the prodigal son did.
Now, where you are, dear.
But he came to himself. Let's read verse 18 of Luke 15. He said, I will arise and go to my father. I will arise and I will go to my father. When you are about to marry, arise.
Sorry.
And go to your father. When you are about to start anything new in your life, arise.
Sorry.
And go to your father. It will be a blessing unto you. Don't say, father does not have an idea about this thing. He does not need to have an idea about it. Honor him by informing him. When you are doing major things in your life, don't hide them. Are you listening to me? I suggest to you that it's a big mistake. So he said, I will go to my father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned. I have sinned against heaven. And I have sinned before you by deserting you. I have sinned, my father. I have sinned. It's a sin. to cut yourself off your fathers. Sometimes things come to us as a surprise.
It's
the love of God that keeps us doing what we are doing. You see, I'm just saying that when you have major things in your life, don't cut yourself off the fathers. You see the program I did at Polytechnic?
Family flavors
I went to my father. I went to my senior brother. And I spoke to him about the program. And I knelt before him. And I said, pray. I want you to pray for me. Because when I became a Christian, he was the first person who guided me. And I cannot do something major. It's a major thing for me. I cannot do it without bringing him into it. I'm just telling you as an illustration of something very important you should learn. Don't cut yourself off your fathers in pursuit of your dreams. And by the way, fathers can offend you. They can hurt you. But don't let that justify you in doing something the Bible says you should not do. The final mistake you must never commit. Cutting yourself off previous ideas.
Now, the purpose of preaching the Word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the Word of God and continue, and your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Okay, I want to introduce to you a book entitled Counseling with Skill. Counseling with Skill. Now, counseling is a very important part of life. So important that those who receive counsel tend to do better than those who don't. Sometimes you have a person with a troubling circumstance going through a lot of hardships. But if this person should receive good counsel, he's likely to do better than the person who has all the opportunities and all the advantages but has no counselor or counseling in his life. Now, if this is how important counseling is, then I believe that those who are called to counsel, like parents, like fathers, like superiors, managers, bosses, senior brothers, and almost every one of us, if this is how counseling is that important, then all of us must learn to do it with skill. This is why I wrote this book. So in this book, you will learn what it means to be a good counselor, how to develop your skills as a counselor. When it comes to counseling, what style do you use in counseling? The environment for changing counseling. We also look at preemptive counseling. Counseling people so that they don't need counseling. That's interesting. Then we look at what to focus on when you are counseling. We talk about practical Christian counseling, the counselor, counseling and challenges. And finally, we end by talking about growing your counseling ministry. I believe that this mini book is going to be very helpful to pastors and all those who have people under them. So you get a copy.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeted Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.